Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as a tour of the battle space of the war for the free world. And we are in the midst of one of the more interesting fronts of that war at the moment. It is called the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, being held at National Harbor, just south of Washington, D.C., and a remarkable cavalcade of folks are in attendance, some speaking, others listening, and many of them people who should be speaking and aren't. And we're going to talk about that a little bit with our first guest. She is Anne-Marie Morrell. She is simply the most beautiful, but also one of the most intelligent of the activists and contributors to the fight, the war for the free world, I have come across, and I'm delighted to have her with us. She is currently the national director and anchor of a terrific program called Politichicks. And Anne-Marie, I want you to start off by telling us a little bit about your program, and then we'll get into some of the substantive fights in which you are actively engaged.
Well, first, I need to wait till my head unswells, but thank you very, very much. I appreciate it, and coming from you, man, that's an honor. I want to dive right in here, if you don't mind. Why aren't you speaking in a panel? Why aren't you front and center? Why aren't you speaking in this big giant hall explaining what you do to conservatives? Is this really a conservative conference, or is this, what is this? Why are we here if we're not allowed to speak? Why are you not allowed to speak?
Well, I'm pleased to be here on the radio, but
that's
not
awesome.
Allowed to be able to speak inside because, frankly, there are people who have felt that what I've been doing, warning about, among other things, the civilization jihad being waged against this country, specifically one very, very worrying facet of it, namely the effort to penetrate and subvert the conservative movement
from within
is a problem. And those who are responsible for that subversion and have been at it for a long time don't like my warnings and certainly don't want other people to hear about them. But we're here to talk about you, Anne-Marie, because, first of all, I do want you to say a little bit about the Politichicks program and what that's about and where people can find it. And then we'll talk about what you have been doing to uncover some of the problem we just touched on.
Okay. Well, it is politichicks.tv. It's a conservative website. Right now, I have almost 80 writers across the United States.
Wow.
They're activists in their communities. They help win elections, and they console people when they lose them, which we seem to be doing a lot of lately. They're just strong women that know how to get things done, and they write, and we blog, and we report. We cover conservative events, and we're trying to change the world.
So you're doing news,
yes,
as reported by this informal network of women, bloggers, activists, journalists, whatever,
we tell the
around
truth,
the country.
Which is something that a lot of people are allergic to these days.
Indeed.
Especially in the media.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, and that bears on something in particular that you tumbled upon in the course of the CPAC 2012 meeting, and I want to turn to that next because it will help further explain what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
We have, within the conservative movement, several individuals who have been, I think, working with and certainly enabling the Muslim Brotherhood and the penetration that it has mounted since at least 1998 of the conservative movement, the Republican Party. Tell us a little bit about your insights into one of those individuals named Suhail Khan.
Suhail Khan. Last year I was in a panel, and he was talking about religious inclusion. He's really big on inclusion. He's doing another panel this year about inclusion. Well, I asked him. He had said the previous year that there is no Muslim Brotherhood in America. That's a lie. I told him that there are four federal judges who have said, yes, they are. CARE has said, yes, they are. They are in America. And I asked him if he wanted to refute that statement. I gave him an open and out for that. And instead
to retract what he had said the year before.
Instead of doing that, he called me names. He ridiculed me. He called me an Alinsky instigator, which ironically is what Alinsky says to do, to call people names and to ridicule them. Right. And some of the people...
To suppress, not to
be quiet. Don't talk about the truth. And then people were yelling at me and saying, leave, you know, leave the panel. I'm nobody, and I was not allowed to ask a simple question. Mm-hmm. To me, saying there's no Muslim Brotherhood in America, as you know, that's the same as telling someone there are no snakes in a room full of snakes.
Right.
Why would you do that? Why would you lie about that? Right. What are you hiding?
Indeed.
Suhail?
One of the things that is particularly interesting that has come to light subsequent to that, of course, with the election of Mohamed Morsi as the president of Egypt, a Muslim Brotherhood leader now running the government of the most populous Arab country in the world,
and
a very strategic one.
We helped them get in there. Yeah.
Our government certainly did help them. But, Anne-Marie, one of the things is that we now know that Mohamed Morsi was recruited to join the Muslim Brotherhood not so far from where you live, in Southern California, the University of Southern California, to be specific, by an organization called the Muslim Students Association.
Yeah.
And in your research, have you found an interesting connection between the MSA, as it's known, and Mr. Suhail Khan?
Well, his parents founded it. But we're not supposed to... don't tell anybody that, Frank. That's a secret. Conservatives are not supposed to know that this man is evil.
He has
nefarious ties.
His parents founded not only the Muslim Students Association, but the Islamic Society of North America, the largest Muslim Brotherhood front in the United States, and something called the Muslim Communities Association in Northern California. And interestingly enough, as Anne-Marie knows, those three organizations were at the top of a list that was attached to a strategic plan of the Muslim Brotherhood found in Annandale, Virginia, back in 2004.
I thought it was five.
2004.
Yeah.
And what is that list supposed to reflect? Do you recall?
Well, who's involved? And it's basically saying...
the organizations of the Muslim Brotherhood is how they define it.
Yes.
So to go back to your inquiries of Suhail Khan and your work, as you've done with the Glassov Gang at Front Page Magazine, and what you're doing, obviously, with Politichicks, you are exposing a rot in the system inside the conservative movement.
Yeah.
And how has that been received with respect to you? I know how it's been received with respect to me.
I know.
But how about you?
It's shocking to me. I don't understand... well, I do understand. I would say I don't understand why more conservatives don't know about this. I'm shocked every time I'll tell someone this, and they're like, I had no idea. I didn't know that about Grover Norquist, who's another issue.
Enabler.
Right. They have no idea because nobody's saying anything, because nobody's allowed to. That's the reason why you're not speaking. That's the reason Pamela Geller isn't here. It's the reason Robert Spencer isn't here this year. Robert Spencer is up for the People's Choice Blogger of the Year Award. He won that hands down. He beat Politichicks. So, I mean, he should be here.
By a landslide, as a matter of fact. And
he
indeed,
is not
as I understand
allowed.
It, Robert Spencer, of course, is the director of Jihad Watch,
with
the David Horowitz Freedom Center, a guest on our program from time to time.
I interviewed him 2 weeks ago.
Good on you as well. And what we know about Robert Spencer's experience was he was actually notified that he had won the award, invited to come and accept it, and then told several days later, as I understand it, are you going to say anything critical of Grover Norquist and Suhail Khan?
Right.
And then what happened?
He said, well, now I have to. And so they said, then nobody's going to give a speech.
You're not coming to give that speech.
Right. And I'm saying this right now. We're the second runner-up. I'm saying this on the air right now. If we win by default, we did not win, and we will give, unless Suhail's listening... I'm just kidding. No, but we will give the award to Robert Spencer, who won. Jihad Watch has won this award, and it will go to him, well, no matter what.
And Marie Merrill,
that's a big deal about it, too.
A generous and, I think, quintessentially patriotic thing to do, and I appreciate
your work. That's what conservatives are supposed to be.
Well, it is indeed, and you exemplify it. Thank you for your work at Politichicks, where you are the national director and the fabulous host. Please check out Emery Morell, her writing, her blogging, and of course her Politichicks. Come back to us soon if you would.
Oh, absolutely, anytime.
We want to know what you think. Leave your comments at 1-800-332-7131.